Are you decent in there? Hi there. I'm Dr. Marrow, and I will be running your exam today. How are you doing? Okay, good. Well, let me just wash my hands and look over your chart real quick, and then we can get started. Do you have any fun weekend plans? Oh, cool. I'll have to check that out. My husband loves that kind of stuff. All right. Let me look at your chart real quick. Okay, can you confirm your first and last name for me? Okay, and your date of birth? Okay, great. So, I see the nurse has already filled some of this out, but I do have a few more questions for you. Are you on any medications currently? Okay. And how long have you been taking that? And you know what dose? Okay, great. And is there any family history or disease I should know about? Cancer, blood clots, heart disease, any genetic disorders? No, nothing. Okay, nothing to be worried about. That's pretty common. Any recent injuries? Any falls or cuts or bruises? No? Okay, great. And lastly, any allergies I should know about? Food allergies, medication allergies, latex allergies. Okay. So, what brought you in here today? Okay. Some lower back pain and some tenderness in your groin. Okay. Let me write that down. Okay, well, first things first, I am going to be doing a basic exam, sort of see if everything looks normal before we get into specifics, okay? Looks like the nurse already got your height and weight. Okay, let's start with your blood pressure. Let me just grab this real quick. Okay. Can you give me your arm? Thank you. I'll just wrap this around and let me get my stethoscope real quick. Okay. Well, your blood pressure is normal. And let's check your heart and lungs. Do you mind if I put the stethoscope under your shirt? Okay. Go ahead and do a deep breath in. And out. Another deep breath in. And out. One more time in and out. Okay. Okay, so all that sounds good. You don't have any problems breathing, do you? Okay, great. Next up, I'm just going to take a quick look at your eyes and ears. All right, keep your head steady and look up at the ceiling for me. Look down. Side to side. Okay, other eyes up. Down. Side to side. Okay, eyes look normal. Go ahead and look at the wall for me so I can look into your ear, okay? Let me just get a little bit closer. Okay. All right, other side. Okay. Looking good. All right. Now I need to check your lymph nodes. Is it okay if I touch your face? Okay, fair warning, my hands are pretty cold. Yes, all doctors have cold hands. It's because we wash them so much. Okay, now close your jaw for me. I'm just going to put my fingers behind your jaw, on your neck. See, I told you they were cold. All right, great. Now lift your arms so I can feel your armpits. Okay, now I'm going to feel the ones in your groin. All right. Okay. All right, so all that feels normal. And now on to the issues you came in for. Let's start with your back. Do you mind taking your shirt off for me? And go ahead and turn around. Okay, sorry again for my cold hands, but I'm going to just feel your skin for any heat differences, okay? Okay, can you bend over and try and touch your toes? Okay, great. Stay right there. I'm going to run my hands along your spine. Oh, okay. So it's your lower back. All right. This might be a little uncomfortable, but I'm going to press into the muscles right here at the base. I know. I'm sorry. I'm just feeling for anything out of the ordinary. Okay, that wasn't that bad, was it? All right. Can you sit back up on the table for me? Okay. I want to test your leg strength. I'm going to put my hand on your knee and press down. And I want you to push up against my palm. No, this doesn't count as leg day. Okay, push up on the right leg. All right, another left. All right, and you said the other problem area was your groin. Okay, then I'm going to put some gloves on real quick. Do you mind standing up and taking your pants off? Now, what seems to be the problem? Some soreness in your testicles, okay. No, it's not a problem at all. This is an important part of my job. I'm just going to lift your penis and feel your scrotum in my hands. Yes, the gloves are much warmer than my hands. I don't feel any lumps, which is good. They do feel kind of heavy. Can you look to the left and cough for me? Okay, reaction is good. And I know this is personal, but can you tell me the last time you ejaculated? Oh wow, okay. Have you tried? Yeah, so no results. Okay. Do you have someone who can help you with? Okay. All right. So how does it feel when I gently massage them like this? A little bit better. Okay. Okay, so I've finished the exam portion of this. Your back is going to be okay. I think it's just a pulled muscle, though if it continues to hurt in a few weeks, You should call the front desk and I'll refer you to a specialist. Now for your testicles, I'm going to perform a fairly quick extraction procedure so we can send you home feeling a little better. Yeah, it's nothing major, just a little build up, nothing we can't fix. Let me just pull out our extraction machine. Uh-oh. I can't seem to find it. Hold on 1 second. Yes, hello. I can't seem to find the extraction machine. Oh, it's broken. No, it's not your fault. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, well, as you might have heard, the machine is broken, so I'll just perform the procedure manually. No, it's no bother. It's all part of the job. Let me just make sure my gloves are on correctly. Okay, can you lay down on the exam table for me? Okay, great. Thank you. Now, I'm going to stand over here and just bring my hand under and gently apply light pressure to your balls. Okay. And gently stroking and massaging your balls, tracing it with a couple fingers and cupping the sensitive skin. Does that feel good? I figured your penis kind of gave it away. No, it's a good thing. Lay back for me and relax, okay? It'll make things go by much quicker. Okay, and now I'm going to apply some lubricant to my hands. And I'm going to place one hand at the base of your shaft, and with the other, I'm going to gently start rubbing the head. Is that too intense? I know that's a sensitive area. It's been a while since I've done this procedure by hand. I forgot how satisfying it can be. Okay, so now that it's erect, I'm going to slowly start stroking my hands up and down the shaft. How is this pressure? Good. Are you a man who prefers to have visual aid? Well, I mean, sometimes during this procedure, it's typical to provide the patient with a magazine or a film or something, but since I don't have any in this office, I could instead provide a different type of visual stimulation. Yeah, okay. Hold on for one moment. I'll remove my shirt. All right, how's that? Oh, you're too nice. Okay, now I'm going to start stroking your cock again. This time, a little faster. Oh my god. Did I call it a cock? I am so sorry. That's so unprofessional of me. Please ignore that. Are you ready? It's okay to look. I didn't take off my shirt so you could look up at the ceiling. Look down at my breasts, bound by my bra, bouncing ever so much as my gloved hands stroke up and down your shaft. And now my other hand is going to come back under and start massaging your balls. Should I take my bra off? Yeah? Okay. Hold on one second. Damn clasp. There's that better. Oh, that's it. Look down at my fucking tits jiggling as I stroke at your cock. Take deep breaths and lay back. And watch me stroke you off, extracting your cum. Okay, well, clearly this issue needs a different approach. Can I get you to sit up for me? Alright, I'm going to get up on the exam table behind you. And put my legs on either side of you and scoot forward so that your back is pressed against my chest. And now I'll just reach around and... Oh, it seems like we need a little bit more lube. Okay, now where was I? Oh, right. I'm going to reach around and grip your cock with a firm hand and start stroking it again, okay? Take a deep breath. And lay back into my chest. And feel my firm tits pressed against your back. Don't mind my hips grinding against your back. I don't want you to worry about anything that's not the extraction. Feel my hand stroking your shaft. My tits pressed against your back. My other hand wrapping around your waist. My fingers grazing the inside of your thigh. And moving down to massage your balls. Just relax and feel my body pressed up against yours. My hips grinding against your back. Oh, you're starting to squirm. Are you close? Yeah. Okay, keep going. I want you to let it all out. Every last drop. Oh, wow, yes. That's it. Let it all out. Let the cum out onto your stomach. Oh, God. Let it all out. Oh, yes. Oh, good job. Oh, fuck. All right, do you feel better? Okay, good. Can you sit up so I can get down? Thank you. Well, I'm happy we were at least able to clear all that out. And here is a box of tissues. I'm just going to put my shirt back on real quick. There we go. So, how does everything feel now? Okay, great. Well, if that's all, I should get going to my next patient. Don't forget to call if your back pain persists or get worse. Oh, and the insurance won't cover that procedure, by the way.